most disturbing of all was the mine's thermal readout. Hagamore 3 was a hunk of metal-rich rock, scarcely large enough to generate its own weak gravity. The tiny amount of compression heat that it did generate barely lifted the ambient temperature above absolute zero. But the area near the mine read more like the ground around a geyser. Tahiri began to worry that the yellow smoke rising beyond the crater might mean the entire mine was on fire. Seeing that Fett had not descended directly into the crater from there, she went down the slope until she was below the mine's line of sight and followed his trail a few hundred meters along the exterior of the rim, then returned to the crest. Now she was adjacent to the portal, about 50 meters above it. Fett's trail ended there, where a large blast circle suggested he had activated his jetpack to descend the portal in a single hop. Tahiri didn't have a jetpack, but she did have the Force. She took a moment to brush the dust from the emitter nozzle of her blaster pistol. She transferred a couple of thermal detonators from her pack to her belt, then pulled her lightsaber off its hook and took a deep breath. She felt like she ought to be making a situation report before jumping into action, but even if she had wanted to break calm silence, there was little to gain from it. If she failed to return, Van Goor would report the obvious to Head of State Fell. The Imperial Hand followed Boba Fett into the Moon Maiden and failed to return. In the weak gravity, Tahiri required only 2 Force bounds to descend to the crater floor. Her third bound left her standing in front of the Moon Maiden's portal, which was indeed a heavy blast door. Designed to swing outward in 2 interlocking halves, the door appeared to be made of a reflective duritanium alloy that was practically impervious to laser-based artillery. A faint shimmer in the metal suggested that the area was protected by a nullifier field, typically used in military installations to dampen the triggers of thermal detonators and other handheld explosives. But what really riveted Tahiri's attention was the sense of boiling darkness she felt in the Force, an outpouring of fear and grief that seemed to be building somewhere deep inside the mine. Maybe Fett had led her to Abeloth after all. Could I really be that lucky? Tahiri wondered. Could I really be that unlucky? She caught a flash of movement in the corner of her faceplate as the security cam descended on its control tether to give her a closer inspection. She extended a hand, using the Force to draw it into her grasp, then pulled the lens close to her faceplate and hit the chin toggle for her comlink.
Imperial Security!
She sent a surge of Force energy into the lens, creating a bright flash that would temporarily blind the cam.
Let me in. Now.
Sure thing, boss.